Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started.
So welcome back, team, to episode 3
with Glenn and Naomi.
My church clothes. We are on a Sunday morning, yeah. My church clothes.
It's so good to have you back, guys. And this time we will reveal the big marketing.
Yeah, in my opinion, I've been credited with some of the best.
The game changer,
truly. Yeah. That's how I named it in our Dropbox that we share amongst our clients. I named it OMO, Operation Marketing Overhaul, because that's what I branded, I suppose, what we do when me and
Naomi
go
Operation Marketing Overhaul.
OMO. So I got OMO dash, then the three letters, because actually I woke up in the morning. You know that period after you wake up when you're asleep? And you've got about 5 minutes, maybe 30 seconds, when you can remember your dream.
Yeah.
And you know that it's going to fade. You know how the brain chemistry does
that? You write it down?
Well, I don't.
No. Okay.
But we should.
WhatsApp.
Because
WhatsApp.
I woke up.
It was literally a tsunami.
It was. She was beside me. And I literally woke up and I said, Gnomes, do not let me forget. And I said these three words. And she didn't. And we've executed it in the last couple of weeks. And it's a game changer. But that's what I've got. OMO dash the three letters acronym dash game changer. That's what I've called it. So it's big. It's based on one of the principles Naomi talked about last week, which was our sold flyer system. And, You know, Naomi gave a masterclass last week. You should put a price tag on this. Not just the price tag. I said, what will happen if you don't like the page. You remember that? Like the Maria Manos page. Otherwise, you know what happens. No, you've got to leave it in.
Because it's in the middle.
So there's that. And the thing that it's combined with, see, if we think about this, the Soulfly strategy that Naomi meticulously went through last week in a great training session, it wasn't just on the couch, that was a training, with the examples we gave last week,
yes,
that Maria pulled out of my dead hands. So that system is great, but think about the mathematics of that. 1,000 double-sided A4 flyers, like we said, is probably $150 to $200 in printing.
Yes.
Then if you're not going to deliver it yourself, it's probably another $50 to $100, depending on if whatever, to deliver it. So we're talking about 20 to 35 cents per 2 to 5 seconds of eyeball time. Remember that?
Yes.
So the thing that we're going to talk about today is if you, and I'm still telling your clients, your eView people, and I still want you to spend the money, the 20 to 35 cents. Because think about this. If it's 20 cents, 50 weeks is $10 per consumer out there, per year, right? $10 per year. I still want you to spend the 10 bucks, Manos.
Yeah.
But what if we can bring that eyeball time using this magnificent thing? Because you think about it, we're right here on the Nepean Freeway, whatever that road out there is called.
Nepean.
So we're out there.
Nepean.
And we go past the coffee shop. We go past the coffee shop. If there's someone sitting there by themselves, they're not lovingly thumbing through the Melbourne Age anymore. They're sitting there on this stupid thing doing this, right? Yeah. So the combination of where their eyeballs are, coupled with the fact that we can get into this with that principle for about 1 to 3 cents instead of 30 cents or 20 cents or whatever.
The flyer.
Game changer.
And that's layered marketing, isn't it?
So the three words.
Leveraged marketing.
Yeah. Leveraged. Yeah.
So the three words that I woke up with a month ago and I said to Gnomes, because we've proven this Soulfly thing works constantly.
Yeah.
Right? Constantly. Every office we go, as you said, if you do this weekly, you will end up with at least a 25% market share conservative.
Yeah.
Chris Gilmore's between 70 and 100% market share in that patch, right, at any given time.
And so, the people who do exceptionally well in our, it's exactly that. It's between 70 and 80%.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter which state you're on.
Yep.
Doesn't matter which
the numbers
suburb,
are the same.
Viewer might be hesitant to say, but my area is different. Your area is not different.
Yeah.
So given that it works like that, the three words that I woke up with saying, having proven that the geographical domination blueprint works, was Gnomes, don't let me forget these words, video sold flyers.
Video sold
flyers. So Gnomes, we can't go into the detail because it's the systemization of that that really is the magic.
Sure.
But what's a video soul flyer as far as what elements does it entail based on what we've talked about?
As opposed to our soul flyers.
Yeah, kind of which elements from the soul flyer do we whack on the thing?
We take the testimonial.
Yeah.
The most important, really, in my opinion, the most important part about is the testimonial. But it's not just that. So some of you guys might be sitting there going, what? Is that it? What do you mean? Well, I just whack up the testimonial. I do that already on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah. The principle behind it, the layout of it, the acquisition of the raw materials, the editing of those raw materials, what we put it in. So we don't just put the video up. There is a whole system wrapped around that to make sure that you get the most out of it and that it's eye-catching because Facebook is becoming like the newspaper.
Mm. It is.
You've got to make sure that you know how to stand out on Facebook. You can't just put a domain link up. I'm sorry, domain. You can't just put a domain link up with an article on your business page anymore. You know, you guys have got to be a little bit more savvy than that. You've got to be more clever about these sorts of things.
Mm.
So with your videos that you put up, your testimonials from your sellers, there's certain parts of testimonials that we'll edit in and edit out depending on what we know through experience resonates with your marketplace.
Yeah.
And has that magic hook.
Mm. And has that magic hook. That's exactly right.
And the other thing that I'll just, and like every, I've even preempting Maria's dragging another gift out of us, which we will. The first guy we tried this on, literally 2 hours after I woke up, I grabbed Jared Carman, who happened to be staying in the same hotel we were. He was at a training and I was hosting two trainings in one hotel. Jared was at one of them.
Mm.
So I said, Jared, man. And we made our first one of these with Jared. We role played. Naomi was Jared's seller. We gave an example one. And I thought, dude, let's do it. And so it's an early indication of what it eventually, I can envisage it's going to evolve into more than this, but I'll chuck the Jared ones link down below, which isn't a real one because it's Naomi doing the testimonial.
That's okay. It'll give people an idea.
Evolve. So, you know, I'm already thinking, even just sitting here today, I'm thinking, you know what, we really need to add that into the video soul flies to make it more of a hook as well. And that same principle of training your marketplace to be looking for this stuff.
That's right.
Because there's a reward for them.
And so the elements that I would say are important that are in the Soulfly system, personal brand, because Jared is on the video, his face, Jared is there. Testimonial, social proof that other people are saying Jared's a legend, not just Jared, right? So that element. And result, sold by Jared Carman. I think I got clever and called it another sold in flames. I love flames. Another Jared gem. Now, when Jared actually executes this, I'm sure he will tone it down because my predisposition for flames and burning and things isn't necessarily his. He's far more pro than I am.
You've got to tailor it to your market.
But absolutely.
That's the beauty about it. Yeah. You can.
But those are the elements. Yeah. Personal branding, testimonial, hence social proof, result-driven testimonial, derived with the right formulas, asking the right questions so that your seller with a tear in their eye says as a result, look, and they probably wouldn't even use the word as a result. Look, I work with Jared Carman and the guy got me so much more money than I even thought. And with that extra money, we just took the kids to Disneyland. I didn't think we'd be able to do that. So we retired.
That sort
of testimonial coupled with personal brand, coupled with the result and emotion and impact making. So it actually gets stopped in the newsfeed to go, what the hell is that? Game over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At 1 to 3 cents per view. Oh my God. I just wanted, if this was a mic and I'm a marketing coach with this, I just want to drop the mic and say I'm done. My work here is done.
I love it. So how do you get them from the flyer to social? How do you get them from there to there? Do you connect those two or they're sitting totally separate?
It's just based on the principle.
The reason I wanted Naomi to explain the Soulfly system is so you knew the elements that when I woke up in the morning from a dream, and I didn't even have the specifics of the dream, I just had the three words. Because we know this is the game.
We know that this is what this has done.
This mobile device has done to all other media what television did to radio. Or what the printing press did to the smoke signal.
Yeah.
And whilst it's affordable now at the 1-2 cents, as more and more
people take advantage of it
and follow the system, it'll become more expensive. Course. But the people who implement first,
definitely,
early adopters, will benefit the greatest from it.
And here's the thing, man, you've already seen that I'm encouraging your eView people, because I remember I looked proudly at one of your stats once and I thought, your top four of your top five people were one-on-one clients of mine. Yeah. I thought, oh man, I love that. So I'm teaching your people to spend the 20 to 30 cents on the view. So I'll be telling them with this, I don't care how much that cost per view goes up, keep paying.
Yeah, that's right.
Keep paying. Yeah. But I love it that at the moment it's money for Jen.
It and it's extremely affordable. We're not talking thousands of dollars. No. We're talking about, and we've all done some sort of Facebook marketing, $100 goes.
You'd be surprised, Manos, that you're judging an industry through a filter of the eyes of the excellence that you see around you in your team. You would be stunned how many people have not. Because here's the thing, when people bring me and Naomi into their business, I get to see how much they've ever in their lifetime spent on their Facebook advertising. I can't remember the last client that I went in. Now, granted, they're calling me in and they're the before, they're not the after. As I think about it, I cannot remember any being five figures. That means everyone's Facebook bill that I've gone in and logged into their account on their ad manager ever, lifetime.
Together.
Lifetime. I've never seen it over $10,000 before I've got there. And I've said to them all, see that $3,000 that you've spent in your life on Facebook? That will be $300,000 over the course of the next few years. The next time I'm here, I need that to be $10,000.
What's our bill at?
Right? $170,000 over the last two years. Because I only went all in about 2-3 years ago. Because I used to do all my...
$10,000 a month.
180-odd thousand, 178 or something over the last 2 years. So whatever that is, $90,000 a year.
Yeah.
So
what would you recommend someone servicing? So the beauty about Facebook is Facebook marketing is you're actually not isolated to your 1,000 homes.
No.
Everyone talks about servicing a bigger service area. You physically can't do it on a manual direct mail out.
Yeah, it's but more service about demographics.
It's demographic. It's your suburb. It's your adjoining suburbs. Yeah. That's what you'd be attacking.
And that's the thing that clearly, I mean, I've seen some people dabbling in Facebook potentially. That I've been in Perth on Naomi's dad's computer. May he rest in peace. He passed away a week or so ago. On that computer, so not logged in as me, on his Facebook account, with real estate agents advertising their services in the northern suburbs of Brisbane, ads being delivered in the northern suburbs of Perth. Because they just did not know how to geographically do the simplest thing on Facebook, which is target geographically. Yeah. It's almost like they are accidentally running full-page ads in the Melbourne Age just in case a Queensland seller was on holidays down here in Frankston.
Ridiculous.
But that's crazy. That's because people don't understand it. And you know, I don't blame them. It's not an easy thing to get your head around.
We talked about mentoring. We need to get the advice.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
But you do, don't you?
It's crazy. Yeah. So we need to spend more because at 1 to 2 cents per... Because what you're buying with that 1 to 2 cents is you're buying 1 or 2 microns of memory associating Maria Findakakis with the word
with
sold.
With your brand.
And all of that. And the result and the whatever. So you want to... Well, it's 1 or 2 cents. It's the same neuron that today is costing you 1 to 3 cents that in a year is going to cost you 10 cents because, as Manos accurately depicted, people like me who will pay 10 to 20, we will drive the price up. Facebook would be remiss to their shareholders if they don't charge me more when there's more people bidding me up and we're going to all gonna pay more. And we're going to be cranky. It's like if the Melbourne Age for a year was only charging $50 for a full page. We're all going to be cranky that in that year we didn't buy 10 pages every week.
Yeah.
Right? Mark my words, we're here in the M&M couch and I wanted to be on the M&M couch since it started. We are here.
And now you've done every time.
Our most popular guests.
And I can feel another episode coming up.
But in 2000 and X moving forward, we will be reminiscing about the 2017 episodes saying, why didn't we listen to Glenn and Manos, Maria and Naomi when they said spend all the money? Because it's going
to
be true.
So where do you see print media? I just came to mind.
I've been dominating the conversation.
Newspaper. So we're talking where do you see it?
Yeah,
publication.
It's days. I believe that we're going to look back on 2018 and go, that was
that
was the year where we needed to train ourselves to be on Facebook and on social media.
Yeah.
I don't even get the newspaper delivered anymore. My mum and dad do, or my, you know, they get the newspaper delivered. And occasionally when I'm around there, I'll flick through it. I think in our West Australian newspaper, there may be 5 pages of real estate. And that's the Saturday morning real estate newspaper.
For the whole of Perth.
So I think it's gone. The only thing with print media, I think, is here to stay, and I shouldn't say here to stay, but will benefit the agent, is booklets that agents do specifically to go to their demographics. I see these little booklets come through my mail, and I've got a no junk mail sticker, and that's because I travel and I don't want junk mail sitting in there for weeks. I get this little Aussie booklet thing with all these little deals in it. And I flick through it just in case there's something in there that I want, because I've been trained that this little booklet has these deals in it. And I keep picking it up every day, and I keep thinking, I wonder which real estate agent is going to get smart, contact little Aussie, be their main supplier and printer of these things, just so they can have their face on the front and the back covers of
this. That's a good idea.
I mean, I'm sitting there wondering, I'm going to do to Maria what she needs to ask for the last couple of weeks, and maybe one of your people will not allow you to do it, I don't know, but haven't you guys got a similar deal within your organisation by Shane or someone who does something similar to that? I don't know.
We do, actually.
Shane on the couch, because that is a magnificent strategy. Yeah. It is. Almost exactly what Naomi just described. Yeah. We'll leave you in suspense for that. Hit them up about that one. It's awesome.
If you're really interested in it, you need to private message us. Happy to share it with you.
It's a masterclass.
And that is such a unique piece that it really needs to be made sure we protect that one.
Yeah. My answer to your question is, Maria, is much more harsh than Naomi's. My answer is, it's already all over.
Naomi's
answer is even half right, and this is where all you guys are going to hate me, bad luck, real estate agents are often far behind the trend. We are sitting there as an industry. I know that there's early adopters, and it's probably the early adopters that are your audience. Right, our industry cannot be judged by your clued up smart cookies. En masse, our industry is populated by far more percentage of old school dinosaurs. So it's only those dinosaurs that are keeping the media alive at all, in a real estate sense.
Yes.
I don't know how real estate media, how print media will adapt to this device. Yeah. And in some cases, they already have. They make you pay for certain articles. They give you a couple articles free, then you've got to subscribe. It's already, in its current format, it's already over.
Yeah.
It's only that the industry hasn't figured it out yet.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you, guys. Fascinating, as always.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Pleasure having you guys.
We got onto the couch.
We also got to the magic thing.
You had to wait 3 episodes to find out. But I had to wait.
When I first saw the M&M on the couch, I thought, they're our best mates in the industry. Why weren't we first?
No, you don't have to be first.
You had to iron out the kinks.
Is that what you had to do?
We had to get a little bit more comfortable.
You had to build up the audience and the likes. Now, remember what I said about liking the page.
Oh.
And have you got any upcoming events?
We've just finished a big tour, and we had Arnold Schwarzenegger a couple of months ago. Then we went on the road with that tour, so the people who couldn't come to Sydney to see us, we came to you guys. So right now we've got a few months where, because without us getting results for our clients, you know, like here this week, we're in the offices of 4 of your eView people. You know, so we've been between Jared Carman, Peter Gudouris, Dominic Talon, and you guys. So we're here with 4 eView officers. Without those results, you know, I need to see those 4 out of those top 5 eView people saying Glenn Twiddle's a legend, right? Without the results in the trenches, which is what we're doing now, we're not doing the high-flying drinking with Sylvester Stallone stuff. How cool was that business? Can we give you a photo? Superimpose that. We're not doing that.
And you're over in Perth.
Absolutely. We've got to do the work now in offices, because without the results, none of it works.
Yeah.
None of the seminar business works without today's agent kind of saying, this stuff works.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's just hot air. We could be just hypothesizing about what works. Yeah. We need it to be rubber on the road, proving the concept.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. But we are talking at the moment, getting our headliner organized for next year. So I can't tell anything. I can't say anything on camera, but I'll tell you.
Oh, you
won't. Later tonight when we have our Greek drink.
Private message us. Don't worry.
Suffice to say, if we can sell tickets, we should sell them now, because the minute we push play on this, they'll sell out. I tell you,
I can't wait to find out. I will tell you everything.
Like when we got Richard Branson, I remember Maria. When we got Richard Branson, Maria nearly lost it. That was
and you gave me and you gave me his book.
Absolutely, personally nice signed. And signed.
That was
absolutely.
A nice gift. Awesome. He's my hero. Love him. Thank you.
No worries.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Really had a lot of fun.
Totally honoured.
Ditto.
It's beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for watching.
Like the page,
and we look forward to seeing you in another episode. And it won't be Naomi and Glenn next time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.